Okay, today's daf is a daf test. So this is a very short daf, but perhaps the most complicated daf in Maseches Yevamos. So we'll take it slow and hopefully understand this. So yesterday we were talking about the back and forth between Rebbe and the Chachamim about the words Aleh and the different drushes of Litzur. So now the Gemara says in the bottom of Chesam Abay's last four lines, Rebbe, hi Aleh, my Avile. He did not need the word Aleh to teach him about, which cases are permitted, which cases are usher, namely that only Eshes Ach is allowed during Yibum for Yibum, but other arouse would be usher. He learned that from a different source. So the question becomes, what does he do with the word Aleh? So Gemara says, Rebbe, hi Aleh, my Avile. Mi Baile, lichadatanya, for the following Brisa, a completely different topic, nothing to do at all with Yibum at all. Ein chayavim bezdin el al davar shizidon nakaris v'shkagaso chatas. When bezdin gives a hora and people act upon it, making a mistake, so bezdin has to go through and bring a carbon because of their mistake. It's only true if it was a avera that has a zadon kares and a shkaga chatas. V'chein mashiach a kohen gadol kohen mashiach. If he too makes a mistake or he too makes a dozen avera, so then he brings a carbon only if it's a situation of zadon nakaris shkagaso chatas. Furthermore, going on to daf test now below. When it comes to an avoda azara, ella when the tibor says to do a when the tibor is told to do a rather violates avoda azara, the avoda chacham ella davar shechayev mal zodon akaris v'shkaga zochatas. This too also is only true that the tibor brings a, as Rashi says, ein chayavim tibor lahavi par laola v'sar lachatas, unless it's a type of avoda azara that leads to karis or chatas. And Rashi gives examples of zibuach, v'kitor, v'nisach, v'shachava. These are examples of zidona karis shkagas chatas. And so to further the Gemara, it says, quote to Mishnah, v'tzna, the Mishnah teaches us in Maseches Horios, tzna nami, kol mitzvah, shebetorah, shechayavim al zidona karis v'shkagas chatas, yachid is mevis kisba osiira. A nasi in that same scenario would be maybe a sa'ir. A Mashiach, a Kohen Mashiach, that is, Ubezin would be Mevin Par, Ubavodas Chachavim, if it was Avodah Zara, Yachid Nasi Mashiach, these three individuals would bring Mevin Seira. If it was a Tzibur that violated Avodah Zara, Mevin Par Visayir, the Par would be for Leola Visar Lechata. So that's the whole slew of Karbanos, and the criteria is, if it's a type of Avera that Zedona Kares, Shkagas Lechatas, that's a list of the different karbanos for Yachid, called Mishuach, and Nasi, and a Tzibur, whether it's a Stam Isser or whether it's a Avodah Zarah. So how do we know all this? Minahani Mile. The Tanya Rabban, the Brisa says, he quotes a Pasuk, says, V'noda, hachatas shechata aleha. They were aware of that which they sinned. This is referring to the kahal. They bring a par for chatas. When is this the case? So Rebbe Omer, this is the drasha. Rebbe Omer, nemar kan aleha. The Nemar Lahalan Aleh. It says Aleh here. It says Aleh in the context of the Arayos by the Arayos. It says Lo Sikach Litzur Lagalus Ervasa Aleha. And it says Aleh here by the Karban Chatas by the Par. Malahalan Davar Shechayav Mal Zedona Karis Vashkagas Chatas. By the case of Arayos, it's a case if it was done by Mazid, it'd be Chayav Karis. If it was done by Shogeg, it'd be a Chatas. So too, through the Gzeh Shava, Afkan, so too. When is the Kal Chayv a Par? When they violate Davar Shechayavim al Zidona Kares, Vashkagaso Chatas. So that's the use of the word Aleh, according to Rebbe. Nothing to do with Yibum, rather Aleh from Arayos to Aleh of the carbon par, of the Tzibur. So asks Gemara Ashkan Tzibur. So that's a good source how Tzibur would only bring a carbon if it's Zedon Nakares, Vishkagaso Chatas. What about Mashiach Minalan, Kohen Gadol? Dichsib Mashiach. It says by the Kohen Mashiach, La Oshmas Ha'am. What's Lashmas Ha'am referring to in the context of Kohen Mashiach? Must be Hare Mashiach. Tzibur. It's equating the halachas of a Kohen Gadol to that of a Tzibur. Just like a Tzibur only brings a carbon when they, as a Tzibur, violate Zedon Nakares, Shkagaso Chatas, so to Kohen Mashiach through this pasuk. So what about a yachid of a nasi, a stam yachid in a nasi? Asya mitzos mitzos. There's a gzera shava that includes yachid of a nasi to these halachas as well. So Gemara then says, v'lo b'avodas chachavim, we said above, when it comes to violating avodah zarah, Ela, you only bring a carbon if it's a type of avodah zarah that's davar shechayavon al zedon akaris v'ashkagat zachatas. How do you know? Tzibur b'avodas chachavim yalif me'ene. It says me'ene by avodah zarah. It says me'ene by tzibur in general. So that gzeisha tells me not only when a tzibur violates stam avera, but even when they violate avodah zarah, they also have the criteria of when it's a zedon akaris v'ashkagat zachatas. What about yachid nasi u'mashiach mivim nefesh achas? So from this nefesh achas, it's referring to the yachid, echad yachid, Echa Nasi, Echa Mashiach b'Mashba, because the Vav, that letter Vav, is most of all in a Rishon, it's referring to what was said earlier by the Tzibur. That applies also to the cases of Yachan Nasi and to a Mashiach. V'ilame tachtam in a Elyon. So based on various drushes in the Psukim here, we're able to apply all the halachas. Fine. So even though all these drushes, what we're pulling out from this, we're drawing out from this, is the word Aleh, for Rebbe is used for this halacha, and not for the halacha of Yibum. So Gemara then says, okay, now we're...
They mean no edim or whatever, right? Obviously, if there was a whole, you get killed. It's not just
in this case, it would be right, exactly. It'd be skila, let's say, for some of them. Exactly. For both these are.
We don't necessarily know exactly what this card means. So just if you did it privately, if it was amazing, then.
Exactly, right. So then the Gemara says, Rabbanan, hai svar minolahu, how do they know all these halachas? Because the word aleh, they can't use, it's not available for them to use to teach the drashas of Zedona Karish Vishkaga Sachatas, because they already use it for the case of Yibum, that Yibum only applies to Eshes Ach, but not to the other Riles. So minolahu, out of the head, they know, nafka lahu, midimikre le Rabbi Yeshua lebre, that Rabbi Yeshua said to his son, Tara achas yelachem, bishkaga, vanefesh eshetase biad rama, this is in the context of Avodah Zarah. So it's Torah Achas. It's all connected. Ma Avodah Kochavim Davar Shechayavim Azedona Karis Vashkagas Ochatas. Af Kol Davar Shechayavim Azedona Karis Vashkagas Ochatas. So that tells me they apply this across the board, Torah Achas, to all types of heirs as well, require this criteria. Ashechan Yachid V'Nasi U'Mashiach. So this context of Torah Achas is referring to a Yachid. Whether the Yachid is a Kohen Mashiach, whether he's a Nasi, if a Yachid violates Avodah Zarah, or a Stam Isser, this criteria would be the same. But what about Tzibur, Bavodah Kochavim Minayin? How does he know Tzibur also has this criteria? Amar Krav, V'im Nefesh, V'ilamed Elyon Mitachton, from the above case of Tzibur, we'll learn from the lower case of the Yachid case, so we're equating Tzibur to Yachid. So once Yachid, we know, has to be Zedona Karis, Bishkagas Achatas, we could also apply that equally to a Tzibur. El Tzibur Bishar Mitzvah Minol, and that's only about a Tzibur of Avodah Zarah. What about Tzibur violates Stam Avera Minol, and Yalef Me'ene, the Gezer Shavah that Rebbe used as well, would tell me that Tzibur by Shar Mitzvah as well would be Zedona Karis, Bishkagas Achatas. So now, asks the Gemara, Rebbe, hi, Tarachas, my overlay. What does Rebbe do with the word Tarachas, the words Tarachas by Avodah Zarah? So, Mibarlet's needed for teach me the following. Lechetatani, the Brisa says, Lefi shematzinu she chalaka kasub ben yechidim lemerubim, that we have elsewhere, that there's a distinction between single individuals and a larger population, the tzibur rabim. Where do we find this? By the ir nedachas, the yechidim beskila. If individuals violate Avodah Zarah, so they get skila, the figach mamon and pala. But since they get a very severe avera, severe mises bezdin rather, so there we have saved the money, their possessions are saved. If it's merubim, if however an entire city becomes ir nedachas, so they have a lesser Misa, even though they're going to get killed, it's only besayif. The fikach mamonim abed. So in order to almost balance the punishment, there not only do they get killed, but also all their possessions are burnt. So we have a distinction between a yachal and a rabim. So based on that yachal, one might have thought nachlok bikarbonosem as well. So let's say all we know right now is that when a yachal does an avera and an entire tzibur does an avera, there's a distinction between which carbon is brought. Now the Gemara is saying, forget an entire tzibur. Let's say an ear city, which is a population, but it's not the entire tzibur. So one might have thought, don't make a distinction only between a yachid and the entire tzibur of Klai Yisrael. Maybe even between a yachid and a city, there should be a distinction of karbanos as well. So that's the Havamina. For that reason, Talmud Lomar, Torah Achas, Yelachem, that no, whether it's a yachid, whether it's a rabim, they all bring the same karban. Unless it's the tzibur, other than that, they all bring the same karban. They're all considered yechidim. So ask the Gemara, wait a second. So Maskivla Rav Chilkia, Mea Groner, that's where he came from. Taima de Kasi Rachman Torachas Yelachem, only because the Pasuk says Torachas, we say Merubim are like Yechidim. Ha lav hachi, had we not had this Joshua, I would have thought, Hava Mina, Nechlok, there would be a distinction between Yechidim, violating Avera, and Merubim. Now the Gemara says, well, which carbon would it bring? Because the assumption right now is all the categories must bring separate types of karbanos. A yachid, a kohen mashiach, a nasi, a tzibur. So the question is, which category is available for the merubim to stick out, to look different? So Gemara goes one by one. So it says, my laisi, what exactly would they bring? If you're going to tell me this ir nedachas would bring laisi par, well, that's the carbon that a tzibur b'shar mitzvah sudamaisi. And there wouldn't be a distinction between a ir and a tzibur. Demaisi, kispa, who demaisi? Kispa, if they bring a kispa, yachid b'shar mitzvot hu demaisi. That's exactly what a yachid brings in general. If you're going to say sa'ir, they should bring a goat, nasi b'shar mitzvot hu demaisi. If you're going to suggest they should bring a par la'ola, v'sari l'chatas, that's what it's tibor b'avodas chachavim hu demaisi. There's no option. Elamai, what would they bring? Si'ira. Si'ira is the only other option they could bring. Yachad nami hainu kabana. That's what a regular yachad would bring. So what comes out from this is, there's no distinction between a yachad and merubim, even in the havaminah, meaning there's no need for Torah achas. Had you not had Torah achas, you still would have concluded the si'ira would have been the appropriate carbon from merubim, which is what a yachad brings. So Gemara says Itzrich, you still need it. Because Sakadai Dechamina would have thought, Hov it Sibur, Bihara Maisi Par La'ola, Visar Lachatas. If it Sibur acts upon an incorrect Hara, a Bezdin, they bring a Par for an Ola, and they bring a Sari for a Chatas. Inunami Nisi, maybe they should bring also a Par and a Sari, but maybe switch the order. Ipcha, maybe their Par should be for the Chatas, and the Sari should be for the Ola, and that's why you need the Pasuk Torah Achas, or Inami alternately, Tzarech, Ve'ein Lo Takana. Maybe you're right, they need a separate carbon, these Merubim, but we have no answer, there's no solution, there's no good, unique carbon for them to bring, so we're stuck. That's what you would have thought, maybe they shouldn't bring any carbon as the Merubim, they should be Pater, because the hands are tied. Kamashma on that, no. Torah Achas, that the Ir Nedachas is just like Yechidim, and they bring the same exact carbon of the Seir. Okay, a bit tricky, but that wasn't even the tricky part, guys. There's the tricky part. Yeah.
Why does the Gemara assume that they have to have a separate category of carbon?
I guess the point is because since we have all these categories right now and they're all unique carbonos, so this too would have to be a unique carbon as well. Yachid, a Nasi, a Mashiach, a Tzibur, all are unique. That were, for whatever reason, that was the assumption. Okay. So now this is the tricky part, guys. So now the Gemara, if you just look at number page, you can see how big the Rashi is. And if you look at your articles, you can see how many pages there are on this as well. So there's a lot to do. So the Gemara says now, Amar Le Levi Le Rebbe, my Irya Detani Tezvav, Lisei Tezayin. Why does our mission, the very first mission, the beginning of the Masechta, tell us that there are 15 examples of these Arayos and the Tzaros, why not say 16? There should really be 16 cases. What exactly would the 16th be? So Gemara says, Amar Le, Kimedumi Le, it appears to me, Shein La Moach Bekat Kadol, it seems that you have no brain in your head. That was his response. Okay, so sometimes they spoke like that to each other. So, my daitra, what would you think? What was the 16th? What would the theory be the 16th erva? So, Gemara says, Imo anusos aviv. So, if you're telling me that the mother of the father's anusa, that the father raped someone, the person's mother, so maybe that should be the other example that's going to be in there. So, Gemara says, can't be true, because that wouldn't be in the Mishnah as another example, because let's say, again, you have Reuven and Shimon. And let's say Shimon marries the mother of Reuven, the Anusas Aviv, Imo Anusas Aviv. So now Shimon dies, Reuven can't marry because Shimon's wife is his mother. It's Anusas Aviv. So that would be the example. That's not listed in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, can't be because Imo Anusas Aviv is a Pluksa de Rebbe Huda Rabbani. That's a Machlokas. What's a Machlokas? Machlokas whether or not Shimon is allowed to marry his father's Anusa. I mean, it's not Shimon's mother. It's Reuven's mother. They share the same father, Reuven and Shimon. But they have different mothers. So the Reuven's mother was raped by the father. So now, can Shimon marry his father's Anusa? So that machlokas between Rabbi Huda Rabban, whether he can or not. So since there's a machlokas, whether Shimon can marry her or not, the Gemara doesn't deal with the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't deal with the machlokas. So that cannot be the 16th example in the Mishnah. Below, really, our Mishnah doesn't deal with machlokas? Varei iser mitzvah, v'iser kedusha. These categories, which Rashi tells us, are categories of either secondary arayos, like Dirbanan arayos, or it's referring to, we'll look at Rashi in just a second, this Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, the Pligi Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan, the Katani. We'll see later on, there's Machlokas about what to do with the case of Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, and yet still in the Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, the Katani, the Pirkan Kamrinan, we're talking about in our first parak, we don't have any Machlokasim. Granted, the second parak, this will be addressed, Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan. But on our Mishnah, our first parak here, the 15, we don't deal with any Machlokasim. It's something, only examples that everybody agrees to. So just look at Rashi to understand what's Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha. Last Rashi in the page, actually second last Rashi in the page, around 15 lines up. Hare Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha. L'kaman meperak ketad. Kol shi yisuro, Isser erva. Lo chaletes v'lo mesev emes. That any type of Isser, you can't, there's no chalitza yibim as we know. Isser mitzvah, what's isser mitzvah? Kigon shnios medivrei sofrim. These are second-day arayos that are not asr medaraisa, rather the chachamim added them as a secondary level of arayos. These are called isser mitzvah, in the second parak daf chav aleph. Oh, and isser kedusha, which is another category, kigon shenaflu lefra mamzeres, onesina shibalav, it's a lav here, it's not one of the arayos, but it's all a lav still. It's not the abundance, it's deraisa, but it's only a lav. These cases would be choletzes v'lo misav emes. That's according to the Tanakhama. Choletes, why do you need chalitza if it's a lav? Delo olim iser lav below karis lav kui yibam legamri. Because if a person's yivama is only an iser lav, there's still some type of zika there, and you have to end that relationship. It's not, if it's a karis, then there's no zika, it's pater. But if it's only a lav, so there's a zika, you need to end it with chalitza. Velo misav emes, but you can't do yibam di asurli, because since she is usher to you, since it's a lav, you can't do yibam, so that's why chalitza is necessary. But Rabbi Kiva argues, and he says, the chayav lavim, it's chayav krisis in general, and that although it's like a lav, it's only a lav, it has the status of a karis, in which case there's no zik at all, there's no need for chalitza, and that's a machlokas by Issa Kedusha and Issa Mitzvah. So it's addressed, it's a machlokas, and the Gemara says it's the next parak. We're referring to the first parak. We only talk about cases where everybody agrees to. So now the Gemara goes on to try to figure out what is this 16th example of the error that should have been listed. So Gemara then says, and so still on the point that the Mishnah doesn't address anything that's a machlokas, va be shamai matirin es atzaros, la'achin, u'beisil osrin. Wait a second. Our Mishnah is talking about tzaros, and tzaros is a big machlokas, beisil beishamai. Shamai says the iser only applies to arayos, but the tzaros, the Yavam actually can marry a Tsaras Erva. And Basil is one who says Aser. That's a big machlokas. That's the very first Mishnah. So we were addressing a machlokas in the Mishnah. Gemara says no. Beishamai b'makom beishilol ain't a Mishnah. We don't acknowledge Beishamai. Beishamai is not called machlokas. Beishamai is an opinion, but it's not, doesn't register as a machlokas. And therefore view this as purely the opinion of Beishilol. We don't acknowledge Beishamai. That's why it's acceptable. So then the Gemara says, okay, what about Harei Eishas Achiv? Shalhaya bo lamo. If let's say, we'll go through Rashi to explain the case here, but let's say the classic case is if Reuven dies and leaves behind the wife, and Shimon's born later on, and they born after the Reuven died, that can't be, there's no Yibam, because Reuven and Shimon must be in the world at the same time, living at the same time. So that's a machlokas, though. The Pligi, Rebbe Shin Rabbanah, they argue about that case, whether or not that's allowed or not allowed, and yet still our Misha gave that as an example, Shav Misha Lohaya Ba'olamo, that's a case that's usher and erver to our Mishnah, but Rabbi Shimon would say, but actually Yibam would be permitted in that case, that's allowed in that case. Isn't that a machlokas? So the Gemara says, no. Rabbanan Katani, Pligi Rebbe Shin Rabbanam, the Katani Benolad, Wasof Yibam, Lo Palag Rebbe Shimon. So the Gemara answers, in the end, if it's nolad, ulvasof yibum lo pag Reb Shimon. There Reb Shimon does not argue on. So what are these cases? We need to look at Rashi to explain what's going on here. So look at Rashi in the top here. Top line. Reb Shimon, palig be'eshes achiv shalahaya ba'olam, umatrich lechalitza. He thinks if the brothers were not alive together, still, when the second brother is born, he would require chalitza. V'yafil hachi katani la b'masisim betur. Still, nonetheless, our Mishnah addresses it as an example, even though Beishamai requires it, rather, even though Reb Shimon requires a chalitza. So the Gemara answered, as Rashi says, Umishani binolad ulvasof yibam lo palag Reb Shimon. There is an instance where Reb Shimon would agree that he would be pater in chalitza. What's that? Heichad de meis Ruvain bilobanim. Ruvain is alive, he's married, he dies without children. V'yad shelo yavma Shimon, until Shimon performs yibam, nola Levi achem. Now Levi is born as well. So again, Ruvain and Shimon are alive together. Reuven dies, Shimon doesn't do Yibam yet, and then Levi's born after Reuven dies. The Ode is a Kuk al Yavam. Now, Shimon is still connected, he didn't do Yibam yet, he's still connected, Zika, to Reuven's wife, the Almana. Haisalo Asura b'nefilazu. Now, Levi is Asur to Reuven's wife. Why? Mishum Eishit Achiv Shohaya B'Alama. He was not alive when Reuven is alive, so Levi can't marry Reuven, his wife. The Yavma, Shimon, at that point, now Shimon goes ahead and does Yibam to Reuven's wife. Umeis below bottom. Then Shimon dies without children. Modi Rebbe Shimon, he agrees in this case. Shasura Levi. Levi is usher to now marry the almana of Shimon. Why? Hol v'nesra love sha'achas b'nefila rishon. Because initially when Levi was born, he couldn't marry Reuven's wife because Shimon was very attached to her. So once it was usher once for Levi, there's no way of rehabilitating that at any point afterwards. V'chi palag Reb Shimon. When does Reb Shimon argue and say chalitza is necessary? That's b'yavam Shimon es eishes Reuven v'achar kach no Levi. If Shimon married Reuven's wife before Levi was born, so now when Levi comes into the world, all he knows, all he experiences is Shimon's wife. He never experienced the wife as the amana of Reuven. In that case, he said that it would be permitted that yibum chalitza would be necessary. But either way, there's an instance where Shalaya Achiv Balamo, where Rabbi Shimon actually agrees it would be Potter, so it's not necessarily a machlokas between Rabbi. There is an instance where it's a machlokas, but there's also an instance where it's not a machlokas, and that's what our mission is addressing, so everything still is consistent. So now the Gemara says, the Ha'amar Rabbi Oshaya, Chalakaya Rabbi Shimon Af Berishona. Does Rabbi Shimon argue even in the first instance, the other case? He argues across the board in both of these scenarios. The Gemara says, no, Ha Isosu Rabbi Oshaya. Even though Rabbi Oshaya suggested that, we reject it and we don't accept that. In other words, Rabbi Shimon does not argue on all cases of Isha Achav Shalaya Ba'alamo. Different cases. One case he argues, and one case he agrees. Our main mission is addressing the case where Rabbi Shimon agrees to the Chachamim that they would be pater from Chalitza. And again, it's still consistent that there are no machlokism addressed in our Mishnah in this very first parak. So now the Gemara says, and this is where the real challenging Gemara is right now. The long Rashi. We're going to try to read some of the Rashis, not all the Rashis. We're going to get lost in them. But let's try to take it. If I had a board here, it'd be very, very simple. Not very simple, but it'd be simpler. The Gemara says, is that really true that our Mishnah does not address the machlokas? V'ha amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Rav, v'chein tani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya, he authored Brises. Now, this is understood that this statement of Rabbi Chiya is considered a continuation of our Mishnah. So it's considered a continuation, and therefore, all the same criteria, just like our Mishnah in the first daf, does not have any machlokism that are being addressed. The assumption, too, is also this continuation of Rabbi Chiya also is not addressing anything as a machlokas. So what does he say? Bekulanani karben. All the instances of the Mishnah, I'm going to apply the klal. We'll explain it in just a second. Ha'asur lazeh. Mutar sazeh, hazur lazeh, mutar sazeh. So we're going to read this again in just a second, but we need to look at Rashi for a second for this case here. Look at the Rashi, v'hamar Rav Yehuda Marav. It's around seven narrow lines down. Rashi says, b'perak dalad achim, ditzan, the Mishnah tells us there, dalad achim, you have four brothers, shnayim nasu shtei achayos. Two of them are married to two sisters. Umesu, hanesunas achayos. Now the two brothers who are married to two sisters die. So now the two sisters are manos, and you have to perform Yibum from the two other brothers. Now the problem is, you can't perform Yibum, because since now, let's say, Reuven, who's the live brother, he can't perform Yibum to either one of the sisters, because now each one's a Zakuk Achoso. And if you perform Yibum to one sister, you're, in essence, it's almost like Achos Isha. We'll look at Rashi in a second, but you can't marry two sisters. So since after the brothers die, there's a Zika from the brothers alive to both sisters, if he's Yavam one of them, he's pogam in Achos Isha, because he's married to both to a certain extent. So look at Rashi says, Harei Elu, the two brothers who are alive, must both perform Chaltzos v'lo misyamos. They can't do Yibum. Why? L'fisha shteyem zukukos lazer, v'shem zukukos lazer. The two Amanos, the two sisters, are both attached to each of the brothers now. The inasiv high, if you do yibum to one of the sisters, then kapaga b'achos zukukaso. In essence, you're being pogam in the sister of your other wife. The damya la'achos isha b'chayet. It's similar to marrying two sisters. So that reason you can't do yibum. Fine. So now, what happens if, I'll say this outside, maybe a little bit easier. What happens, and we'll look at Rashi. What happens if now these two sisters, who are amanos, waiting for yibum, let's say one of them is the daughter of Reuven, and the other one is the daughter of Shimon. That could actually happen. We'll see how that happens in just a second. So now, Reuven can't marry his daughter, obviously. That becomes Aser. He can only marry the sister of his daughter. And Shimon can't marry his daughter. He can only marry the sister of his daughter. So now, that Issa of Bas goes in, knocks out one of the options, so they can perform Yibam to the opposite of the daughter. Both of them. That works out well. That would be acceptable. So look at Rashi. Rashi says this. Rashi is a Katani Hasam. It says there in the Mishnah, Ha'isa achas mem asura. If one of the two sisters are asr to the two brothers who are alive now, isir erva. It's an isir erva. For example, kigon chaisa chamoso o kalaso. Let's say it may have been his mother-in-law or may have been his daughter-in-law. Asr ba umoter ba'achosa. So he certainly can't perform yibum to the one who's his erva, but the other one he's allowed to marry. So that would be instance, even though they're two sisters, they were two sisters of the Amanos, but one of them is not only a sister, but also another erva of his. So that's usher to him entirely. So the other one actually becomes mutter, Yibum would be allowed. And the same thing with the other brother. So what we say is that one which is aser, one is aser, one is mutter. Is that somewhat clear? Okay, fine. So again, yeah, okay, so that's the case. So now back inside the...
maybe I'm missing something basic. We have, but the chamoso is one of the tesvot.
Which is fine. We're going to get to which arousal we're going to apply. That's the next part of the Gemara. Which of the 15 arousals can apply? Which one can we work with? Right now, generally speaking, you could have two sisters, which you can't marry either one because they're achos ishta, but if one of them is an erva to him, and the other one's an erva to him, that knocks them out, and they can each marry the singular one that's not the erva to them. So that would be allowed. That's okay. So that's what the Gemara says. Back inside, read up on top again. V'chein tani Rebbi Chiya. Bekulan ani, by all the 15 cases of the Mishnah, I want to say, Karbahem ha'asul azeh, mutar shazeh, ha'asul azeh, mutar shazeh. You can have an instance whereby one of them becomes aser because of an erva, so the other one becomes a mutter, and so to the other one becomes aser because it's a daughter or mother-in-law, and the other sister would be mutter to him, and that would be allowed. That's the case. And then the Gemara says further, v'achosa shi'yivamta choletzes o'yibmesiyah bemes, meaning, the one who's his erva is aser, but the one who is not his erva will be mutter, it's the sister of his erva, and one can go ahead and perform either chalitza or yibum. Now, so Chaim is saying, well, which of the arahs, which of the 15 arahs would apply? How could you have the instance of these two sisters could be my erva? How could it be? Is it my mother-in-law, my daughter-in-law, my daughter? Who is it? So the Gemara is going to go through a three-way machlokas. Which of the 15 arahs can you apply the din is of azur lazeh, mutar lazeh? So he says, Rav Yehuda is the first pshat. Rav Yehuda mitargem mechamalso ve'elech, Aval Shisa Bave Dereshala. Only from the Mishnah where we start introducing the Chamosa, and that point on can you have such a case like this. But anything before the first six cases of the Mishnah wouldn't work out that way. Why not? Because now this is where it's a little bit tricky. The only way to have sisters who are also daughters is only true if it was Anusas Aviv, if there was a rape that went on here. If it was married, it'd be impossible. Look at Rashi to explain what this means here. Look at Rashi here. We're going to go down in the middle of Rashi here. Here, look at Rashi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wide lines down. It says, Lechalitza. Go to the middle of the line where it says, V'kamer v'Yehuda. So we need this piece of Rashi. This, I think everything's going to hopefully flow from this Rashi now. We're not reading the whole Rashi, just like a few lines here. V'kamer v'Yehuda, b'kulon tesvav arayos, ani korben mishnazu, hasur lezeh, mutar shazeh. I can apply the 15 case arayos to this concept of one's aser to him, the other one's mutter. Kolomar, efshir l'skayim u'mishkachas bekulon shu beis achayos. You could have two sisters, no flows levnei beis achin in front of two brothers. V'zu asur lezeh mishim bita. One could be his daughter. V'zu asur lezeh mishim bita. The other one could be the other one's daughter. V'chein bas bita v'chein kulon. How do you have this? V'tei asur lezeh mutar shazeh v'asur lezeh mutar shazeh. V'siyamu shem, both could perform yibam to the one who's not his daughter. V'afa pi shein shtei achayos. Even though they're two sisters, you could still have this case. Why? V'lo aminan achos zikukasahu. We don't say, it's the sister of your zikuka, because the other one's your daughter, so she's not even on the radar. So bita, lo mishkachas la'ela bibito me'anusasa. You only have the case of daughters if that it was through anusa. How? She'ief shar libitel sharuvein ubitel shal shimon yos achayos mina'im. They can't be the sisters of the same mother, right? Reuven should have the same father now. If they also have the same mother, how does that work exactly? They're sisters and brothers. So how do you have Reuven's daughter, his sister? Let's go through Rashi.
Reuven and Shimon can't marry the same woman.
They can't marry the same woman. That's certainly true. So right. So let's see. Sharei, Ashes Reuven, Shiadu Labas. If the wife of Reuven had a daughter, so now it's Reuven's daughter, Vigirsha, and now Reuven divorces her. So now it's the ex-wife of Reuven. Lo nisei shuv l'Shimon. That woman cannot marry Shimon now. Shegrushas achivu. You can't marry the divorcee of your brothers. How does Shimon marry that person now? That wife, that woman. Hecha mishkach. How do you have this? It's where Reuven was anas isha. He raped the woman. V'yadu labas. They had a daughter. V'chazer Shimon vanas es anusas achiv. Shemutar. So now he goes ahead and rapes it. Not that anus is permitted, but there's no iser kedushin in that case. So he goes ahead. He's ones. That the woman as well. So they had the same woman they had a child from, a daughter. Delo asa Torah ela eishes ach aide kedushim. It's only asa to marry the wife of your brother, not the anus of your brother. The chaz of yadelo bas l'shimon. So now they each have a daughter. Sarei bas Reuven u bas Shimon achayos minaim. They're now siblings, even though they have different fathers, but they share the same mother. So they're two sisters now. Reuven can't marry his daughter, but he can't marry the daughter of Shimon, and Shimon can marry the daughter of the brother. So that's an instance where you can have two sisters who one's the daughter of Reuven and one's the daughter of Shimon. Fine. But that only comes through Anusa, not through Nisun. Nisun couldn't work. So now, back inside the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Yehuda, mitargem mechamoso ve'elech, this klal of hamuteres lazeh, asur lazeh, is only from chamoso and on. But the first six cases, vashisa bave dereisha lo. Why not? Because my time, kaven debito bo'onsin mishkachasa. But benesun lo mishkachasa, we only have an instance of two sisters who also could be the daughters of Reuven and Shimon, only through anusa onsin, benesun kamari, bo'onsin lo kamari. So the Mishnah is only talking about cases where marriage, not through onus. So that's not on the register. The first six cases, the daughter, the granddaughters can only come about through onus. That's not on the radar. That's not our purpose right now. We're just building up. That's Rabbi Huda's understanding of this cloud. Kamlo now Abai. Abai weighs in. Abai says, Metargim af bitov anusasa. He thinks, no, even the daughter through anusa, that's also allowed. Who said our Mishnah is only talking about nisuin cases? Our Mishnah could also be addressing onusin cases. And Kevin the Ashkuchuche Mishkachasa. Since we could find an instance where two sisters could be the daughters of Reuven and Shimon, I don't care how you get there, that's still part of the Klal of Rabbi Chiya, who's being most of the Mishnah, Ibai Mina Onsin Teve, Ibai Mina Nisun Teve. Either way, however you get to that scenario, that's all acceptable. Aval Eishes Achiv, Shlohaya Bolamo Lo. But the case of, in the Mishnah, that where the brother, Shimon, was not in the world at the same time as Reuven, that is not a case. That cannot be one of the examples of Muteris Lezeva, Surs Lezeva. Why? My time. Kevin, did the Rebbe Shimon who the Mishkachasla, and the Rabbanan lo Mishkachasla, but Pulkshalo Kamari. We're not dealing with Machlokasim, so we didn't address that case in the Mish. Fine. Now, this is the clincher. Rav Safra has yet a third interpretation. He's the most expansive. He says, no, this statement of Rav Chiya of Azura Lazeh, Muter Sazeh, applies af Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Baolamo, Umishkachazla Beshisa Achim, in the case of six brothers, however you get there, we go through Rashi if you want, but however the scenario works out, you have these two sisters, and it's complicated, I'm not going to go through it. Either way, Aliba the Rebbe Shimon. In other words, you can have the statement of Rebbe Chiya who applies, even though it applies only to Rebbe Shimon and not to Rabbanim, that still is the Rebbe Chiya's Braisa. And since the Braisa is considered a continuation of the Mishnah is addressing this case, even though it's only according to Rebbe Shimon. What comes out from all of this is that our Mishnah, and by extension, the Braisa Rebbe Chiya, is addressing that which is in fact the Machlokas, which undermines what we said before this. Before this, we said, our Mishnah, this parak is only addressing that which is not a machlokas. But here, we're addressing even that which is a machlokas. And the simanach, the mnemonic to remember this is, again, you have to go through the Rashi to understand this, but I'm going to throw out the mnemonic quickly. Simanach, meis nolad v'yavam, meis nolad v'yavam. That's how you have the scenario of the two brothers not in the same world, according to Shimon. I'm not going through right now. Either way, the answer is as follows. You're right. It's a great question. The question becomes, the Mishnah, we said before, there's no machlokas in, but according to Rebbe Chiya, in the understanding of Safra, we are addressing that which is part of Machlokas, namely, Shalohaya Eisha Achav, Shalohaya Be'olamo, Bas Achas. Fine. How do we address this? And the Gemara says, and this is just the, I'll finish with this, Ella, the Rebbe, Hani Klali, Lesbe. Rebbe does not hold of this klal at all, does not hold the klal of Rebbe Chiya, meaning, our Mishnah alone, forget Rebbe Chiya, our Mishnah addresses only that which is on Machlokas. Rebbe Chiya adds on to the Mishnah, and he doesn't hold the Rebbe Chiya's statement, he rejects it. And since he rejects Rebbe Chiya, Rebbe could still hold of his klal that our Mishnah does not hold of anything, does not address anything that is a Machlokas. Okay, we didn't do so bad. I will stop here. Everyone have an easy fast, Freilichen Purim, and I guess tomorrow we'll be on our own.